AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House prosecutors are wrapping up final arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. The AP Sangarmagani reports one Democrat is summarizing allegations of misdeeds with Ukraine.
Hakeem Jeffries says it comes down to this.
President Trump tried to cheat. He got caught. And then he worked hard to cover it up.
And Congress must do something about it.
There's a toxic mess at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Republicans remain skeptical, defending the president's actions toward Ukraine and saying his legal team will get its say starting tomorrow. He's not happy the defense will kick off on a Saturday, calling it Death Valley in TV. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On the National Mall, Donald Trump became the first sitting president to speak at the anti-abortion March for Life.
Every life brings love into this world. Every child brings joy to a family. Every person is worth protecting.
The president said Democrats are embracing radical and extreme positions on abortion. The Trump administration is also threatening California with a potential loss of federal health care funds over the state's requirement that insurance plans cover abortions. At Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York, actress Rosie Perez testified. Fellow actress Annabella Sciorra told her in the mid-90s Weinstein raped her, but that she couldn't go to police because he'd destroy her. A woman in Chicago is being treated for the coronavirus. Dr. Nancy Massonnier with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
To date, we have 63 of what we are calling patients under investigation, or PUIs, from 22 states. So far, only 2 have been confirmed positive, and 11 have tested negative.
The other person is a man from Seattle. Both are being treated. This is AP News. Thousands rallied in Baghdad to demand American troops leave the country. The numbers fell short of the million-man march called for by an influential Shiite cleric. The AP's Sema Kulub is in Baghdad.
The U.S. strike on January 3rd that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani and also a very senior Iraqi militia commander and also an Iraqi official has sparked anger across the political spectrum here in Iraq.
The Iraqi security forces stood guard, blocking access to the gates of the Green Zone, home to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. More U.S. firefighters are in Australia to help crews battle massive wildfires there. Chuck Russell is with the National Park Service.
We're here for the sprint. We're just here for 30 days. The Australians have been in it for the marathon.
3 American firefighters died this week when their tanker plane crashed in Australia. They worked for Coulson Aviation. Ed Donahue, AP News.